Okay. Ein me'idin ela parchuf ponim im hachotem. Afal pi she'yesh sifonim begufo v'keila. In order to identify somebody that they're dead, and you want to identify them, that their wife should be able to get married, so you have to see the face. Parchuf ponim im hachotem. Face with the Gemara is going to discuss which part of the face more, but you have to have a nose also. That's a ikur identifying mark, the nose and the rest of the face. Even if there are identifying marks on the body, or that there were kalim that we know were his, that were his clothing, that's not enough. Secondly, you can't be made until you know the person's dead for sure. But if you saw him almost dead, that doesn't mean anything, because maybe he survived. Even you saw him cut up and crucified, and the animals were eating his extremities, that doesn't mean he's dead. Okay. Also, the edus has to be within 3 days of the death, because after 3 days already people, the way they look change. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, lo kol ha'odam, v'lo kol ha'makom, v'lo kol ha'shov, shovim. No. So there's no, 3 days is not a set thing, because sometimes it's very cold, and the person is preserved more than 3 days. Sometimes very hot, and he decomposes before 3 days, and so on. So it depends on the person, the place, and the time. Right now we won't talk about that, but after we get through the Gemara and see what's yes acceptable, we'll see if DNA is acceptable or whatever. Gemara's not going to speak about it. Okay. Rashi. Ein me'idin al ha'isha meis, elim kein ra'uhu meis b'partzuf ponov im chotmo. You have to see his face and the nose. Shecholim ha'kiro, shezehu, because that's the way you can identify somebody for sure. Avalora uba parzuf, he didn't see his face. Oshenitel chotmor, or his nose was cut off. Ein me'idin alav. Then you can't give edus that it's him. Lahasi asisto shameinohu. Maybe it's not him. You're making a mistake. It's a mistaken identity. Vafilo ra'u meguyin. You can't be made unless you know for sure he's dead. Right? Knows you need two things. It's him and he's dead. Otherwise, wife can't get married. Vafilo ra'u meguyin. Loshen gudu ilma. Menutach umole psoyin v'chaburo scherev. You saw him cut up and wounded. O tzolu v'alatzlivo. You saw him crucified. O chaya derasta v'chelesbo. Or an animal got him and is eating him. Right? As long as he's still alive and you didn't see him actually die, you can't give edus. Ein me'idin ashiru shetetzi nafsho. The edus is only valid if the aid can say that he surely saw him dead. If you saw the person within 3 days of the death, then you can assume that the identity is what you're giving edus. But if you saw him after 3 days, people change their appearance after 3 days after they're dead, and therefore maybe you think it's him, but it's really not him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, lo kol ha'odam, yesh lecho odam shemayer lehi napach mishar odam, kigon odam shomeng. Right? Fat people decompose faster. Right? Yesh lecho makom shechama nogas bo yoser, and sometimes the place is a place where the sun shines more directly, and therefore he decomposes faster. The odam meis mayer lasriach ulishtanos. Yesh lecho shoa sha'olam cham. In the summer, people decompose faster than in the winter. With the Gemara, boy, lechumra polig or lekula polig. And the Gemara is going to ask, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, is coming to be machmer or to be mekel? Right? That even less than 3 days you can't be made, or sometimes even more than 3 days you could be made. That's the shayla. Okay. Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Padachas, the low parts of ponim. If you saw the forehead, but you didn't see the rest of the face, in other words, the bottom of the face, the jaws, parts of ponim velopadachas, you saw the jaws, but you didn't see the forehead. Ein ma'idin ad shushneim im hachote. You need to be able to see the top of the head, the bottom of the head, and the nose. those three things have to be intact, otherwise you can't be made and identify a person for sure. Rashi, Padachas is the Metzach. Oh, we didn't have it yet. Om Rabbaye, the same of Kahana, Mikra. Where is there a pasuk that intimates that identifying a person is through his face? Hakoras Pneim Onsobon. Right? You see that Hakara, identification, is through the Ponim. Abba Bar Marta, Dehu Abba Bar Minyumi. Abba Bar Marta, who was also called Arba Bar Minyumi, Havi Maski Bey Deve Resh Gavusa Zuze. So he, what's it called? He owed the household of the Resh Gavusa, he owed him money. And they were loan sharks, so he didn't want to, didn't want them to recognize him and come and squeeze him for the money. Isikira, he took wax. Dovak the Blaisa, he put the wax on some rags. Dovak Bafuse, and he put it onto his forehead so they wouldn't recognize him. Cholav Kamayo, and he had to pass by them, but he didn't want them to know who he was. So he put this rag on his forehead. Velo Beshakruha, and they didn't recognize him. So you see that if you don't see the person's forehead, that you can't really recognize him. Padachas Metzach, Hakoras Pneim Onsobam Rashi, Heizobam. The way of identifying someone, their facial features testify against them. Alma Ein Eidus B'Sharaguf El Beheker Ponim. In order to identify somebody, you have to see their face. Face is the identifying, not the body. Kira Shaiva, Dovik Bibleisa, Hidbika Bama'at Matlis Beluya. He put the wax on a rag and connected it to his head. Bleisa Beged Boli, Bafuse Bemitzcho. And then they couldn't recognize him because of that. Okay, Afal Pishie Simonim. Even if there are Simonim in his body, he has a wart or some other kind of simon, that's not good enough. You have to see his face. Mara says the Maimer de Simonim Lav Deraisa, that you can't rely on Simonim. They don't have a power to be matter things that are min haTorah. They're amini, right? Motza, because we know that you can rely on Simonim for an aveda, but that could be because it's what's it called? It's only midrabanan, because really what's it called? Hefker based in Hefker, and the rabbanan can give an aveda to whoever they want. And therefore, they said you could rely on Simonim, but not min haTorah. Min haTorah meaning that, like the case we're going to see in 1 second, Ramini, we'll see that Simonim are deraisa, that you can rely on them even to be matter things that are min haTorah, not just mominous. Matzu kosher bekis uva arniki uva tabas. You found a get that was what's it called, tied to a wallet or onto a ring. Oshenimtza ben Caleb. Or you found it, what's it called, together with somebody's clothing. Afilus mamaruba, even years after it was written, kosher, it's kosher to use. And we assume it's the same get, it's not a different get, it's the get that was written for this person, not somebody else with the same name or whatever. So you see that you can rely on simonim, right, to be mater and ashesish, to give her the get, and not then to assume it was the get that was written for her. Omra Bayelo Kasha, Hora Belezer ben Mahavoy, Horabonan. And Enochananis, Machlokis, Rebelezer ben Mahavoy, and the Rabbonan, whether Simonim is the rice or not. The Tanya, Ein Me'idin La Shuma. You can't give Edis on a wart. In other words, if you know the guy had a wart, and you see that this dead body has the same wart in the same place, right, that's not good enough to identify him. Because it could be other people have warts. You could. A wart's good enough. My love, the Hokkamifugi, the Mar Sover Simonim de Raisa, Mar Sover Simonim de Rabbanim. One holds Simonim is good enough even to be Mater Dinin de Raisa, and if he can Mater his wife based on the simon of his body. And what's it called? The Chachamim hold no. Simonim are not de Raisa. You can't rely on them to be Mater an Ashes Eish. You can rely on Aveda, but not nothing more than that. Rashi, Matsu Kosher, Hamebi Get Leisha V'Avad Himenu. The guy was bringing a get. He's a shliach from the husband. He was bringing the get, and he got lost. And then he found it. But he thinks he found it. But he can't be 100% sure it's the same get. Maybe it was somebody else's get. The same names. Ben Kela, Ben Clay Beso. umakiris akis viasatabash hein shelo, and he recognizes that these things are his, and the male is mistama the same get. We're not choshes that maybe these are not his things, but they belong to somebody else, and the get belongs to somebody else. It's not the get that he was given. The high get acheru. Alma samchinin asimane de isle bekisu va'arniki. We're so much on the simonin of the wallet or the whatever. Va'afilu the mishrei iser eshesish deraisa. Even to be matur and eshesish and say for sure this is the get that he was given. Alma simonin deraisa. Shuma varua is a wart. Simonin deraisa. Af hasimla bechlal hoisa. The perak be'elu metzius. A second. Okay, simon deraisa means that we learn from the pasuk by Aveda that you can be somech on simonim, and merely can be somech on everything. Or no, it's only a din to rabbanon, and the rabbanon were matter to give an Aveda back with simonim. The Gemara over there in Bava Metzia says why they made such a takon that if simonim is only the rabbanon, but it's only the rabbanon. Okay. So lechora that's a machlokas. Rav Elezer ben Mavoy says you can rely on the simonim and give the get. For sure, this is the same get you were given. You can give it now to the woman as a shliach, and she becomes mutter. So we're somech on the simonim to be mater and nisa doraisa. And the chachom say you're not somech on the wort. You can't be somech on the simonim. So that's machlokas. Simonim doraisa, simonim derabonim. Amar Rava, no. The kulei alma simonim doraisa. Everybody, both the chachomim and Rav Elezer hold simonim or doraisa. Harcha b'shuma metzuyu b'mengila k'mifugei. They're arguing if the Shuma is really a good simon, because people have warts, but people of similar mazel or similar age, Ben Gilo, Shiloh, what it is, Gemara says that a Ben Gilo who visits a sick person, who's a Ben Gilo of his, takes away 1/60th of the machla. And over there, in the Rishonim, there are different ideas what a Ben Gilo. Some say Ben Gilo means the same age, Gil. Others say he was born under the same mazel. What's another one of Ben Gilo? He had similar life experiences. So all of those are possible Ben Gilo, but it's possible that other people will have the same exact simen, the same exact wart. It's not something that is unique to that person. That's the shayla. Is a wart unique or it's not unique? It's possible that two people can have the same wart.
What about a birthmark?
What? Yeah, it could be like a birthmark, right? It could be people who have similar ages or similar birth, circumstances, have the same birthmark. Same thing. Mar sover shuma mitsuya ben gilo, or mar sover eno mitsuya ben gilo. One, the Rebbe Lezer holds that warts are not common, that they're not commonly shared by people, that they have the same wart. And therefore, you can assume that this is really the guy by the wart. And the Chacham will know it's possible that two people have a similar wart, and you don't see the guy's face, right? His head's cut off. You see, though, that he has a wart on his big toe, right? And you say, wow, I don't remember the guy that I remember. He had a wart on his big toe. But a lot of people could have warts on their big toe, the same kind of wart. Dikat de Amre, another possible way of explaining the machlokas. Not simonim derais, simonim derabonim. Everybody holds a simonim's deraisa. That's if it's a good simon. But a wart, after a person dies, may change. And it may look like the wart that you saw on this guy when he was alive, but it's not him, it's somebody else. And the wart changed to look like the wart on the other person from this person. So it doesn't change, and you can identify that this is the wart the guy had when he was alive, and it's probably that guy. Because we're not choshish that somebody else had the same wart. And the other one holds no, that warts change, and therefore it may look like the wart that you saw in this guy when the other guy was alive, but it's not the same guy. Because the wart changed to look like that or whatever. Rashi. Ben Gilo shenolad beperek echad v'mazel echad. Here Rashi says it means they were born at the same time under the same mazel. So a lot of things of their body also they look the same. They have the same spiritual background. For Rabbi Lezer ben Ravoy, Sover ain't shum mitzvah ben gilo. He also know that the warts are unique, and just because a guy has similar birth conditions doesn't mean he gets the same warts. Lishtanos mimare, the ikad diamre, another possible way of explaining the machlokas. Omar Rava, the kulei alma simonim derais the rabbanon. Everybody holds that you can't rely on simonim min haTorah. Everybody holds simonim derabbanon. The hacha b'shuma simin muvet kumithuget. Right, even if you hold that simonim are the rabbanon, that's not a simin muvak. There's three kinds of simonim. There's a simin that's bichlal, not reliable. We'll get to that in a second. Then there's a simin deinoni. There it's machlokus whether a simin deinoni is the oraisa or the rabbanon. And then there's a simin muvak, which is so clear identifying that everybody holds those simonim as the oraisa. The simin muvak is for sure. You don't need a pasuk, it's like a svar. Okay. The pasuk is only for something that's not so clear, but it's pretty clear. There, the shaila is, did the Torah rely on simonim, beinonim, medium simonim or not? Mar sover simin muvik, umar sover lav simin muvik. Really, simonim with the rabbanon, if it's not a simin muvik. But if it's a simin muvik, then you can rely on even minat Torah. So shmach lokus is whether reward is a simin muvik or not. Lahach lishna the omar rova simonim deoraisa, according to the first lashon, that Rava said everybody holds simonim deoraisa, right? Haktani apopishiye simonim beguf of a kelev. B'chora, if everybody holds simonim deoraisa, what's our Mishnah doing? The Mishnah says that even though there's simonim in the person's clothing, right, or in his, what's it called, his goof, that you not rely on it. B'chora, if everybody holds simonim deoraisa, who's our Mishnah go according to? Our Mishnah says the chora simonim are not good enough. You have a simon, but goof is not good. Gemara says, goof of the orech, the goots. Kelev, the chashinim, the she'eva. It's talking about the third kind of simon, the kind that everybody holds is not minatora, simonim that are gruim, that are not beinonim afil. Right? The guy was tall. A lot of tall people in the world. Or he was short. There's a lot of short people in the world. Tall and short is not, according to anybody, a simon you can rely on. But a simon beinoni, like the wart, right, that is a machlokas. Or a real, what's it called, identifying simon muvik, if you hold that a wart is a simon muvik, then everybody holds you can rely on that. That's the three. And Kalev, Lechora, maybe you see, oh, he's wearing the sweater that, his mother says, that's my kid, I made him that sweater. Maybe he gave the sweater to somebody else because he couldn't stand it or whatever, and somebody borrowed it, right? Right. The Gemara says the ichashin l'sheiva. If we're afraid that somebody could loan out the things that he has to somebody else, then if we find an aveda with somebody's kalim, why do we assume that it's his? Why don't we assume that maybe he lent out that thing? For instance, where we find chamor b'simeni ukuf, the halacha is that you return a donkey if you can identify the saddle. But maybe the guy loaned the saddle to somebody else and it's on somebody else's donkey, why should you return it to him? Maybe it's his saddle, but it's not his donkey. But we see we're not afraid. If we're afraid that maybe the guy lent it to somebody else, then why aren't we afraid by the saddle that he lent it? How do we give back a donkey if the saddle, if the guy can give simonim on the saddle, maybe he knows the saddle because he lent it to the other guy and he's taking the other guy's donkey now, Shalokin did. Mara says, Lo shayli insha ukfa de maskiv le lechamra. People don't lend other people saddles, they don't borrow saddles because the saddle has to fit the donkey perfectly. So you can't use a saddle that doesn't fit your donkey. So people don't loan saddles out. Matzu kosher bekisu v'arniki v'tabas hechi madrinan. We know you can give back an aveda if it was in a wallet, if it was in a purse, if it was, what's it called, in a tabas around it. Why shouldn't we be afraid that the guy lent these things to somebody else and he can identify the things because they're his, but the aveda that's in these things is not his. It belongs to somebody else. So we obviously we're not afraid that maybe he lent these things to somebody else, and he can identify the things because they're his, but the Aveda is not his. Mar says, Tabas Chayis Yufei. Nobody lends anybody their signet ring, because they can, what's it called, copy it and extort money, thinking that, you know, this is their simon. They have their chosef. Actually, they go to the little guy's wife and make his own seal. They copied from the other guy's seal. He said, "Here, your husband gave me this paper with his seal on it. That you should give me all the money you have in the house." And people are very careful not to give their wallets, even empty, and purses to other people, because it's bad luck. It's like superstitious, right? You don't want people to, what's it called, give you an ayin hara from your wallet, so you don't loan your wallet to other people. When it says in the Mishnah that you can't rely on the simonim of the guy's clothing, it doesn't mean what's it called, simonim beinonim. Right? For instance, hey, this guy had this sweater, what's it called, that had these kind of buttons, and this was a special sweater. That's simon beinonim. But, oh, he had a gray sweater, right? There are a million gray sweaters. It was a black sweater, whatever. That's not good enough. That's the simon grua that everybody holds. You can't rely on Minatora, Rashi. Muviku, the Alpha got the Simonim de Rabbanan. Even if you hold Simonim de Rabbanan, a Simon kihai samchinen afilo aisha deraisa. But a Simon Muvik, everybody holds as good. And it's not because we need a pasuk for it, it's a svara. It's clear, this is what it is. Just like your somech on Tvias Ayin. Somebody recognized it, not because of a Simon. I know it's it. I can tell you for sure it's it. It is. It's that's what it is. That you don't need a pasuk for. The Oroch Vigutz, Lav Simoninu. Or it's talking about simanim that are growing, not even beinoni, and everybody holds that those are not simanim that you can be somach on deraisa, and probably even the rabbanim. What kind of simen? Tall, short, big, small. Those are very, very vague simanim. Kela begadav shemala acher hishilan. You can't rely on the fact that you recognize that this guy's clothing, right? And the mailit, what's it called, is him. Because maybe he borrowed the suit from somebody else, and it's not him. Okay. La'acher yishilam, va'oso acher meis. Maybe he lent his suit to somebody else, and that guy died in his suit, so he recognized the suit, but it's not the same person who's in it. V'ra'o elu v'slurim shizehu bala begodin. And the people see the clothing, and they think that the guy in it is the owner of the clothing, when it's not. It's somebody who borrowed the clothing. Chamor b'shimeni okif, the kaimelam b'elam etzias to madrinim. The mission says in Elam etzias that you return a donkey if you can, if the guy can recognize the saddle. If he can give simanim on the saddle, you give him the donkey. Why? Maybe he lent his saddle to somebody else, and he can recognize the saddle, but it's not his donkey. Lo shayli inchis, bala chamor lo hoya shoel ukfo shozel v'chaveiro. Right? People don't lend saddles because they have to be custom made for the back of that animal. The maskivle, because it scratches the back of the donkey if it's not custom made. Matzu kosher bekis, my ikla meimar. L'chore it says that what's it called, that aveda you give back. If you found the aveda connected to a wallet or whatever, and the guy can identify the wallet, he gets the aveda. Why should he get the aveda? Maybe he loaned the wallet to somebody else. Lechishafa bishu makiris akis, yeshlachu shema hishilo la'acher. The kosher bo get zevich zero zevich shachar bo saget. So therefore you can't assume it's the same get if it's tied to a wallet, because maybe this guy, what's it called, loaned his wallet to somebody else and it's a different get. L'ziyufa shemiyaseh chosem v'tzura k'neged tabato v'yelech v'yareh li'ishto v'yikol haymeno kol asher yisho. Right? People don't loan out their signet rings because people will copy them. And then seal something that says, please give this person, right, everything we have in the house. And the wife will look at it and she'll say, well, it's my son, my husband's seal, I guess, you know, he wants to give everything in the house to this guy. Menachashi inchi, shelo yitl ze mazolo. People don't loan out their wallets because the people feel that their mazel is totally in their wallet. And if somebody else has their wallet, they're going to steal their mazel. The ikashi hoktani osha nimtza ben kelov. Right, ho amram de chayshinu l'sheila. right? The Maisa does say that if you found the get Bain Kalev, right, that you can rely on that. That's a good simit. If we're afraid that people loan out their things, then why is it a good simit? Vokasha. Kalev de Masnis and Haina Begodav. V'derech v'hashul mabushim. People loan out clothing. So that when the Mishnah says that Matzul Ben Kalev is no good, is because we're afraid that maybe the guy loaned his clothing to somebody else, and that somebody else is who's dead, just in his suit. Right? The Kalev, the Gittin, and what it says in the Gittin, that if he found it Ben Kalev, that you could rely on it, that it's the same get. Hainu Ben Kli Tashmishe Beso. There it's talking Kalev, meaning his articles, his household articles. Things that you don't usually loan out. So there, since you don't usually loan it out, and you recognize that these are his kalim, the mustama, the get is his too. That's really what it is. The iboy yisema kalim, the masnisan, the tani begufa kalim, the lo samchina simenayu, the sumki the chiyuri, the lo amrin havi simen mabushav ishorin havi olavonim hayu. Right, it's a simen garua. They were black or white. They were the colors of the begotten. Right, that's not a good simen. There's a lot of black, white, and red clothing. You can't say, well, I'm sure it's his because it's red. Right? A lot of people have red clothing. But I'm sure it's his because there's these kind of buttons and it's this size or whatever. That's a simon bainini. Okay.